RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, and yours truly, Bill Forman. According to James Fenimore Cooper, the last of the Mohican Indians were wiped out by a rival tribe. But according to a certain Indian named Andrew Fasthorse, the last of the Mohicans is still alive in the person of Phil Harris. This discrepancy results in a frightening experience for Phil, but more about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor. Your radio can give you long and faithful service if it's given regular and proper care. So if you notice your radio isn't up to par, if, for example, the volume rises and falls unexpectedly, or the sound is tinny, or if there's an annoying hum in the background, see your local radio serviceman. Radio servicing is a job for an expert. You can easily see why an expert is required when you look at the complex maze of tubes and parts in your set. Your local repairman has the proper testing and measuring equipment to help him quickly locate the source of radio trouble. And since he is a radio specialist, he's trained to adjust and repair radios to restore your set to its original performance. After a few tests, he may discover that the cause of your radio's poor performance is weak or worn-out receiving tubes. If that's the case, you can be sure he'll be glad to replace them with top-quality RCA tubes. He knows from experience that RCA receiving tubes last longer and give the best service. So whatever make radio you own, when the tubes fail, be sure they're replaced with long-life RCA tubes. Dependable RCA radio receiving tubes are the industry's finest, yet they cost no more than ordinary makes. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Two weeks ago, Phil had his Indian ancestry traced and was told he was Phil Fasthorse, the last of the Mohicans. Historians doubt the authenticity of this because, according to history, all the Mohicans were wiped out many years ago by a rival tribe known as the Kiwanis. The news that a Mohican still lives has reached the Kiwanis, and as we look in, their chief has called a council of war.
Noble braves of Kiwani tribe, Phil Harris must die.
Why must Paleface die, O great chief?
Him not Paleface, him Phil Fasthorse, last of the Mohicans.
That not possible, chief. Many moons ago, we Kiwanis wiped out every last one of that tribe.
That's what we think. But one slippery son of our Mohican got away. And our great spirit, Iagamo, will not rest until we finish task he had set before us. Phil Fasthorse must die at hands of Kiwani Brave.
Then, O chief, let me, Iron Eyes, be one to uphold honor of our tribe. I knock off this bum who louse up history. Where I find this Phil Fasthorse?
Him live 3 sleeps away, over 2 mountains by Big Puddle in Land of Smog.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Yes. Here, take bow and arrow. You must kill Fasthorse by ancient custom of tribe. But be careful, Iron Eyes, and do not get caught by great white Sheriff Biscaloose. And now go to the teepee of this Phil Fasthorse. And good hunting.
Now, Alice, why did you call me over to the house?
Oh, Willie, I've got to talk to you. Something has to be done about Phil. Ever since that so-called Indian cousin of his, Andrew Fasthorse, told him he's the last of the Mohicans, he's impossible to live with.
What has the heap, big heap done now?
Well, Willie, he's doing everything like an Indian. He eats, sleeps, drinks, and talks like one. You should hear him. If I have to listen to any more...
How? Happy sun up, squaw? And how is princess with hide like juice from cow?
What did you call my sister?
Oh, now take it easy, Willie. That means I have a milky white complexion.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Philip, why don't you stop this nonsense?
Look who's here, pale-faced brother of Squaw. Little Willie with face like low man on totem pole. Squaw, I have a complaint.
What's the matter now, Phil?
Please call me by my full Indian name.
All right. What is it, old Chief Fast Horse, last of the Mohicans? Mighty warrior with hair like wavy wheat fields?
Hold him, Squaw, hold him. Maybe you better take that from Topham again. Please call me by my full Indian name.
All right. What is it, O Chief Fast Horse, last of the Mohicans, mighty warrior with hair like wavy wheat field, feet of running antelope, and heart of mountain lion?
You left out eyes of startled doe.
I forgot scalp meat. What's your complaint?
7 sleeps ago, man came in house on wheels, with bag on shoulder, and took away cloth wrappings for feet.
What's Doe Eyes trying to say?
Well, he means a week ago the laundry man came in a truck and took away his dirty socks.
You learn them fast, Squaw. It is now the moon of the dark red calves, and the man with water tub has not returned. Where him?
I know nowhere him.
You know nowhere him who?
Pale face dangle participle. We Mohicans.
Why don't you stop? You're no more Mohican than I am.
Oh, no? I got news for you. I can prove it now. I got a little tired of all you people saying I'm not a Mohican, so I wrote to my cousin Andrew Fasthorse, and for $50, he sent me my proof of my ancestry.
Oh? What kind of proof?
He sent me my pedigree and a blue ribbon for the best of breed.
Well, you sent Andrew $50 just for that?
Well, naturally. I'm going to need proof of my ancestry when I speak at tonight's banquet that's being sponsored by the AF of M.
The AF of M?
That's right, the American Federation of Mohicans. Local 47. Hey, that reminds me, Alice, it's going to be a formal affair, so you'd better go upstairs and try on your Indian evening dress.
But I haven't got any Indian evening dress.
Yes, you have. You got one now. See, when Andrew heard about the banquet, he sent a complete formal outfit for each of us, and all he charged me was $150.
Oh, goody. I've always wanted a Madam Minnie Ha Ha original.
You just wait till you see this dress, honey. You're going to love the way that it shimmers and shines.
Shines? Is it covered with sequins?
No, glazed cougar teeth. I've invited Indians from all over the country to the banquet to hear my speech, and I guarantee that... Hark! White man instrument with voices that travel over wires is ringing. I get 'em. Hello, 'em.
Is this teepee of Phil Fast Horse, last of Mohican?
Oh, is that you, Dad?
Me not your daddy. My name, Iron Eyes. Just want to make sure this is place where Phil Fast Horse lives.
Yeah, this is the place.
That's all I want to know. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Hello? I guess he hung up.
Who was it, Phil?
Some Indian. Probably just wanted to hear the voice of the great chief. Well, it's getting late. I better go upstairs and put my Indian suit on. I won't be long. I'll be back before morning dew dries on blades of green grass.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know, but if you put it to music, you might like it. Try it.
Well, I'll try it.
No two people have ever been so in love, been so in love, been so no two people have ever been so in love as my lovey-dove and I. No two people have ever mooned such a moon, June such a June, spoon such a spoon. No two people have ever been so in tune as my macaroon and I.
And when we kiss,
and when we kiss,
and when we kiss,
well, it's like this.
Well, it's historical, it's hysterical.
Let me tell it.
Well, certainly, darling.
No two people have ever been so in love, been so in love, been so in love. No two people have ever been so in love as my lovey-dovey and I. Never before and never again could anything more romantic and beautiful be.
No two people have ever been so in love.
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 Incredible. No two people have ever been so in love as my lovey dove and I. This is unique, the positive peak. Oh, we are the most unusual couple on earth.
No two people have ever mooned such a moon,
such a
June, such a
June, such a
June.
What they mean is that no two people have ever been so in tune.
So was my macaroon and I. And when we kiss,
when we kiss,
and when we kiss,
well, it's like this.
Well, it's historical, it's hysterical.
Let me tell it.
Well, certainly, darling.
No two people have ever been so in love.
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 It's impossible. No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so as my lovey dove. And this is the cream, the very extreme. The sort of a dream you couldn't
but
imagine.
Anyway, no two people have ever been so in love.
Been so as my lovey dove. And I.
Well, Squaw, how I look in my Indian suit?
Oh, no. Phil, if you don't take that off, I'm going to Albuquerque and get a Mohican divorce. that feathered headdress you're wearing is so exaggerated. You've got feathers running all the way down your back and dragging on the floor.
Well, I look good in these feathers.
I think you look silly in it. Come in. I'm not going to be seen with you in that.
Hi, Alice.
Hello, Elliot.
I came over to... Who sold you this crummy-looking turkey?
Don't be funny. I ain't no turkey.
Oh, Curly, it's you. What are you made up for?
Well, can't you see? It's my tribal outfit. I'm going to a Mohican banquet tonight, and I'm going to make a speech, and Alice is going to do a ceremonial buffalo dance.
A what dance?
Buffalo dance. You wear a hollowed-out buffalo head, and you prance around, and then the Indians throw spears at you, and the first brave to hit you wins a Navajo electric blanket. With dual controls.
Well, I believe that does it. I'm not going.
Now, honey, you've got to go. After all, I'm chief fast horse of the Mohicans. Now, that makes me the top-ranking Indian in the country. And as my wife, you're the first lady of the land.
Well, I hope Mrs. Eisenhower will understand.
Well, she's going to have to understand. After all, who was in this country first, the Eisenhowers or the fast horses?
Curly's right. And now that you're the first lady of the land, I think you ought to change your hairstyle. You should wear bangs like Mamie does.
Alice ain't gonna wear bangs.
Well, thanks, dear.
She'll have to get a Mohican haircut. You'll shave all the hair off her head and just leave a runway right down the middle. How's that appeal to you, dear?
Oh, I can't wait.
Neither can I. I'll get the clippers down a wee.
I'm not going to let you shave my hair off.
Chicken. Alice, that's the least you can do for me. After all, I'm an important Indian. All the other Indians look up to me.
Hey, that reminds me, Curly. When I came in, I noticed something outside.
What?
There's an Indian standing across the street with a bow and arrow pointed at this house.
An Indian with a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Hey, well, isn't that nice of my fellow braves? Can you... You know what they've done? They've sent a guard of honor to escort me to the banquet tonight. Hey, Alice, you better go upstairs and get ready. We'll be leaving soon. In the meantime, I'm going to go outside and ask my Indian friend to come on in. Come on, Alice.
Fellow brave across the street, why don't you enter my teepee and... Well, that thing just whizzed past my head.
It's an arrow. Wonder what that's for.
I don't know. I'll ask him. Hey, bud, there's an arrow in my door.
Now there's two of them.
What's he shooting at? You got an apple on your head? I can't understand why he got... Oh, now. Oh, I understand. Now it's for my rank of chief. You see, he's giving me a 21-arrow salute. You see, he's shooting them over my head. They're not... Hey, wait a minute. That one went under my head. That just grazed my chin.
Hey, Curly, he's shooting at you. Come inside, quick.
I'm coming. Hey, shut that door fast.
Yeah, I got it.
What's the matter with them guys sending me a trigger-happy Indian? Why would he shoot arrows at me?
I don't know, Curly. Maybe there's an explanation in that note.
What note?
The last arrow came in the house, and there's a note attached to it.
Let me see that.
Yeah, here you go.
Bill Fasthorse, as last of Mohicans, you must die at hand of Kewanee Brave. Signed, Iron Eyes. Iron Eyes? Hey, that's the guy who called me before. Now, why would he want to kill a cute Indian like me?
I don't know. Hey, wait a minute. As a kid, I remember reading about a feud between the Kewanees and the Mohicans. The Kewanees vowed to wipe out all the Mohicans, and they did. All except you.
Me? Hey, Elliot, would you like to buy a Mohican pedigree cheap? You get all the papers and a blue ribbon.
Get away from me.
Well, what am I going to do? The guy wants to kill me.
Well, he can't kill you if you don't leave the house.
But I got to leave the house. I got to get to that banquet tonight. If I could only think of some way to scare that savage off.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you sing? If that don't scare him, nothing will.
That's an insult. But I'll try. Open the window and duck.
Yeah.
Some enchanted evening, you will meet a stranger. It's not enough they took Manhattan. Now them white faces are stealing my voice. Well, is my singing scaring Iron Eyes off?
No, he's still there. He's got his fingers in his ears, but he's still there.
That's all I need is an Indian music critic. Let me look out there, Elliot, and see what he... Yeah, you're right, he's still there. I got to get rid of him so I can go to the banquet.
Curly, why don't you call the cops and have him arrested?
Yeah, I could... No.
No?
That is against the code of the Indians. It would be cowardly to call on the pale face to settle our differences, and I will not call the police.
Because you're not a coward, huh?
No, because Iron Eyes just cut the telephone wires. Elliot, I got to get to that meeting. My fellow Braves are counting on me, and I'm not going to let them down.
Yeah. Hey, Curly, I got an idea. That guy will shoot at anybody who walks out in an Indian suit.
So?
So all you have to do is get somebody else to put your Indian suit on and walk out the front door while you sneak out the back door.
Elliot,
hmm?
Whoever steps out that front door in an Indian suit is going to get killed. And I wouldn't let anybody get killed on my account.
Anybody home? I brought the groceries.
Except...
You thought of somebody, huh? Think we ought to?
Why not? He's a small target. How many arrows can get in him? All we got to do is talk him into putting on my Indian suit. Or if I just get my feathered headdress on him, that ought to get
Hi,
it.
Hi, Mr. Lewis. Hi, Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, you ought to plug up that hole in your head. The feathers are coming out.
I happen to be wearing my Indian headdress. How do I look?
Like a sloppy peacock.
What are you talking about? It's a beautiful headdress, and I'm not going to let you stand...
Curly, Curly, the lad is right. It doesn't look good on you because you're not the type to wear it. It would look much better on a handsome man. Somebody like...
Julius Abruzzo?
That's the name I was groping for. A handsome kid like him would really set off this headdress.
Yeah, hey, here, kid, try it on.
I don't want it.
Why not?
If I'm that handsome, I don't want nothing covering up me beauty. I want the world to see me in me natural pulchritude, and I don't want any artificial...
Shut your tater trap and put this on. It's a real chief's headdress, and I'm giving it to you for nothing.
Oh, that's different. I'll take it.
Here, I'll put it on for you.
Thanks. Hey, these feathers are very colorful.
Oh, you can't appreciate the colors in the house. You got to step outside and see it in the daylight.
Yeah, okay, I'll go out in the back.
No, 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 don't go out in the back. Go out in the front. The daylight's much better out there.
All right, I'll go out in front.
Good, we'll walk out with you.
Yeah.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry him home.
Oh, that's an old Indian lullaby. Step outside and look at your feathers.
Okay. Hey, it does look better. What just went by me little head?
Oh, nothing, kid. Just stay there. Nonsense. Those are just feathered spitballs.
Steel points? Come in the house. Shut the door, quick.
Julius, why didn't you stay out there? Now you've spoiled everything by coming in.
What do you mean, spoiled everything? There's a crazy Indian out there shooting arrows at me.
Oh, you're too sensitive.
Now listen, kid, you got to go out there again. It's important to me.
What do you mean?
If you let him hit you just once, I'll be able to make an after-dinner speech at an Indian banquet tonight.
Oh, great! I should get myself killed so you can be a Mohican Georgie Jessel. Why was that guy shooting at me?
He wasn't really shooting at you. He thought you were Mr. Harris.
And if you'd have gotten killed instead of me, the laugh would have been on the Indian.
Oh, he big joke!
Now, don't get excited, kid. We're just trying to confuse him.
Hey, wait a minute, Elliot. I got a thought.
What?
Well, listen to this. Now, if we were all dressed in Indian outfits, he couldn't know which one to shoot at. Ain't that a good idea?
I don't like it.
I hate it.
Look, nobody's going to get hurt. If three of us are dressed like Indians, he won't know which one of us is the last of the Mohicans. We'll split up my Indian outfit, and each one of us will wear part of it, huh? Okay, Elliot, you wear the headdress. Julius, you wear the buckskin suit.
Wear.
Indian underwear.
Curly, let's call this whole thing off.
Elliot, I've got to get to that banquet. I ain't gonna let my Indian friends down. I just gotta get out.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a very simple solution. That Indian don't know what you look like, Mr. Harris. He's just shooting at anybody that comes out in an Indian suit.
Hey, that kid's right. I'll just take off this Indian suit. Well, certainly. I got my regular clothes under it. There. Now, when I walk out, he won't even know me. This is a great idea, kid. Hey, wait a minute. I need this Indian suit to wear at the banquet.
Put it in this paper bag and carry it under your arm. He ain't gonna notice it. And to prove it, Mr. Lewis and me will walk out with you.
Thanks loads.
You see, Mr. Harris, I was right. He ain't shooting.
Now, come on, Curly. Just walk by him and pay no attention to him.
Oh, he's coming over here to us. Hey, look, now, no cracks about me being an Indian. Just keep your mouths closed and maybe we can get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't think of looking in this paper bag.
Stop! I want to talk to you. You, with red eyes. Are you last of Mohican named Phil Fast Horse?
Pardon, monsieur? Mais il appelle le crepe Suzette?
Me no understand. What he say?
That's French for yes. My name is Phil Fast Horse.
Is that what I said?
I better try another language. Mein Herr, die Nomen is Hans von Grauhoffenhauser.
You, Phil Fasthorse, Indian I look for.
No, Mr. Honest, I'm not Phil Fasthorse. I'm not even an Indian. If you don't believe me, ask Mr. Lewis.
That's right, he's not an Indian. If you don't believe me, ask Julius.
That's right, he's not an Indian. If you don't believe me, look in that paper bag under his arm.
Julius, what are you trying to do to me?
Can't you guess?
What you got in paper bag?
Oh, in this paper bag? Well, I got, I got a dirty shirt.
A dirty shirt. A pair of overalls. Tennis shoes.
A feathered headdress. Your Sunday Indian suit?
My Sunday Indian... No! Look, mister, this is all a mistake.
No mistake. You are Phil Fasthorse. Now I avenge honor of Kiwanis. You stand still and die like brave.
If all same to you, I run and live like coward. See you around, Iron Eye.
Stop! Come back! You must die. I shoot you on run.
You missed him, you near-sighted jerk!
Come again, a little closer.
What a horrible experience. That Indian chased me all the way downtown, shooting up a fail, boom, fee, boom, boom, boom. Oh, what I went through.
Well, it could have been worse. Oh. Now lie still while I pull this last arrow out of you.
Ow! That was a deep one.
Well, I hope this teaches you a lesson, Komahaka Genie.
Komahaka Genie? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Oh, it's your new Indian name. Chief Fast Horse with feet like dartboard.
Oh. Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Since television began, the really big advances have come from RCA Victor. That's why more people have bought RCA Victor than any other television. Now this year, RCA Victor brings you 23 new models packed with future features. You'll find that this great new line is five ways finer for 53. There's the new automatic magic monitor circuit system, improved deep image picture tube, new long distance reception, and an advanced automatic UHF-VHF tuner available at extra cost, proved twice as sensitive as many other tuners. And for 1953, you have a choice of 42 different combinations of styles and finishes, the greatest cabinet selection in RCA Victor history. Even more amazing, prices still start at only $199.95. See the entire new line tomorrow and pay particular attention to the beautiful Jeffrey, RCA Victor's lowest priced 21-inch console. Ask your dealer to show you why this set and others in the new RCA Victor line is five ways finer for 53.
This is Phil again. For girls who are high school graduates or college students, nursing can be a career. Visit your nearest hospital or nursing school for complete details on becoming a student nurse. Thanks, everyone, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Program transcribed were Iron Eyes Cody and Chief Yalachi. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. The character Andrew Fasthorse was created by and is used under license from Richard English.
What's the finger decoration, honey?
Oh, this ribbon around my finger? Well, that's to remind me.
You tie a ribbon around your finger to remind you? What's wrong with a plain old string?
It's not elegant enough. I wouldn't settle for anything less than a pure silk ribbon to remind me, to remind you, to have our RCA Victor factory service contract renewed this year.
That's right, Alice. Service. Installation and adjustment of our wonderful RCA Victor television set by RCA's own technicians. America's finest television service.
Phil, what are you doing with my ribbon?
Tying it around the microphone, honey, to remind our listeners to get RCA factory service, too.
Next, hear Theatre Guild on the air over NBC.